Hey you, what's up y'all? Jay Helms. I gotta stop saying y'all, it's busy parents. That's who we are, right? You guys taking 5 minutes out of your day or maybe 10 minutes listening to this podcast, and I appreciate that very much so. But yeah, you're busy parents. So so the month of April, here we are, April 8th, and we're focused on the inside the community. We're talking about health and making sure that we're getting healthier, and we're not talking about some crazy CrossFit thing that we got to do. We just want to be able to stay in shape and be around as long as we can for our families, right? And one of the things that I did, so I just turned 45. That one hurt. one of the things I did 5 years ago is I was having some trouble. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to challenge you this week. Your challenge for this week is to order a food sensitivity test. Not only order it, but get the results and change your diet. And it's a little bit harder than said than done. But I, you know, at the age of 40, I was having some trouble swallowing and whatnot. I actually had to go in and had an emergency endoscopy done because I was almost died on a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, believe it or not. You know, out of that came the prognosis of Barrett's esophagus. Now, Barrett's esophagus is a precursor or telltale sign that eventually you're going to have throat cancer. And prior to that, I had been battling acid reflux for years. Went to several different doctors, several different gastro doctors. We tried everything over the counter, under the counter, behind the counter. And you know, don't eat past 7 o'clock. And if you know my love for cold soup, also known as cereal at night, then you know that wasn't going to happen. And then there's all these different sleeping positions and elevated pillows. None of that crap worked. And what I started realizing is that my acid reflux was really, really bad when it came to eating pizza, specifically Pizza Hut pizza, for whatever reason. And then I got to noticing, wow, when I eat this certain type of bread or whatnot, it's really bad. So I made the assumption or kind of self-diagnosed that I was allergic to carbohydrates, which is kind of crazy to think, but I went on an Atkins diet, right? So all protein, no carbs, went on an Atkins diet for a month, and man, acid reflux, it went away. And I was thinking, okay, what in the heck's going on? So through all this, I guess, you know, there was some ad that kind of came across my screen about these food sensitivity tests and discovering what your body is sensitive to, not necessarily allergic to. I'd had plenty of allergy tests throughout the years growing up with asthma and eczema and stuff like that. But this was a food sensitivity test, and it was a home health test, right? So I ordered it, and it was from Everlywell. Came to the house, pricked my finger, sent the results, got the results in a couple of weeks. And it highlighted that I had a gluten and soy sensitivity test or sensitivity. My body was sensitive to both of those, kind of high on the charts. And so what I did over the next 6 months was worked really hard at keeping those two things out of my diet. Now, what happened after those 6 months went away, or after those 6 months passed, here's what happened. I no longer had acid reflux. My Barrett's esophagus prognosis was essentially removed. I had no longer had migraine headaches. My asthma that I had struggled with for 40 years, I mean, you think about when I was from the age of about 8 to 12, I think it was 12 because at 13, I got transferred to the Children's Hospital in Birmingham. But 8 to 12, I spent a couple of weeks in the hospital living in a tent like Bubble Boy, right? But after I eliminated gluten soy from my diet, asthma went away. I have no problems with it even today, 5 years later, unless I, you know, break my diet. And then my eczema that I'd struggled with since I was a very young kid vanished, gone, not even an issue today. And it was all because of that food sensitivity test. So as we're focused on health this month inside the community, I want to get you to be thinking about it as well. Everlywell, the test is maybe, I think it was $200 when I ordered it. And I have a couple They have a couple of different ones. You know, one tests more things than the other. Of course, Frugal Me, I went with the cheapest one, and it has provided tremendous results. Matter of fact, my youngest daughter is about to turn 5. She's never seen me sick. She's never seen me have to go to the doctor. And this is in the midst of COVID, never wearing a mask. I shouldn't say that. I've worn a mask 3 times during the whole thing of COVID, and we were traveling. The 3 times were we were in New York City, and they would not let me into the museum there, Natural History Museum, if I didn't put one on. And then the other 2 times were real estate related, going into people's units and things that we're looking to buy. So anyway, but yeah, she's never seen me sick. And I have to believe it is all because I eliminated those things from my diet. So I want to challenge you this week even if you're not interested in changing your diet, take the test. Be aware, be conscious of what could be providing some routine, what we believe in this whole healthcare, sick care world, that's normal, right? So, that's my challenge. All right, guys, I hope this is helpful, guys and gals. I hope this is helpful for you. Looking forward to chatting with you tomorrow. We're going to talk about some sort of item on spousal alignment. So I'll see you then.